And first up today, we're going to turn to our equine friends and what they can do for us. Dr. Hannah Burgon and Kirsty Bowles are from Serona Therapeutic Horsemanship. They're based in South Devon, and they're on a mission to connect people and horses and provide both with the physical and mental benefits. I'm pleased to say they join us via a Teams call this morning. Morning, both. How are you?
Good morning. Well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, good, good. And Hannah?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Nice to talk to you, Matt.
And you. Tell us, because I have friends and people that I know that are really keen on horses, and they've always told me that being around horses brings so many different benefits, and evidently this is your expertise. Hannah, can I start with you? How did you start Serona in the first place?
Well, it's a bit of a long story, but I was the typical pony mad little girl who spent all my spare times at the stables, totally horsey family, and we couldn't afford a pony of my own. And my parents divorced when I was young, so horses definitely became my therapists. I also struggled at school when I was a teenager, and again, horses gave me that sense of having something I was good at and a connection, and it helped me with my mental health then. So when I read, sort of fast forward to being an adult, a non-horsey job, living in London, I read about equine-assisted therapy. I thought, this is it. This is what I want to do in my life. And trained as a social worker so that I could do the work. Initially started in a shed in the field with my two horses and one psychotherapist. That was back in 2006, 2008. Fast forward to where we are now,
wow.
That beautiful new home at purpose-built home at Dartington Hall, with a full-time service, a team of eight. And here we are.
Wow. You are living the dream, Hannah. And what were you doing in London?
Oh, lots of different things, totally non-horsey. But I always had horses. I'd always managed to keep horses somehow. I worked with horses when I left school, and then I went and did a degree actually in environmental science. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to, I was interested in environmental issues at that time. So it's all sort of, when I then learned about equine assisted therapy, it's all fitted together, because what we do here, the ethos is very much as well as the mental health benefits of being with horses. It's about bringing young people who are disengaged from nature, you know, the problems with young people and their phones and the screens all the time now, into connection with nature as well as horses.
Goodness, I hadn't thought about all of that, but of course. Kirsty, tell me a bit about your role.
So I'm a practitioner at Serona, and I come from a teaching background. So I do, because we deliver therapeutic intervention, and that's the basis of all the work that we do. And then from there, participants that would like to do a qualification, but maybe can't access that through school, can do a qualification with us. And we also offer therapy with therapists. We've got such a broad team. We've got occupational therapists, counsellors, teachers, sort of a whole range, really, social workers. But I'm on the teaching side.
Okay. Tell me where the horses then come into that. And why horses? Why not cats? Why not dogs? Why horses?
Actually, to be honest, we have a wonderful cat and a wonderful dog as well.
Okay. So they all have a part to play then?
They all have a part to play. And sometimes our cat just turns up at the most magical moments to do the most amazing work that we could have never have planned.
Oh, like what? Come on, Kirsty. You're obviously thinking about a time when this
has
happened.
She just seems to know when somebody needs a little bit of regulating, a little bit of calm, and she just pops out of nowhere to make that happen. And then as soon as they're okay, she tends to pop off again. So, she's amazing. But horses in particular, they have all the same primal emotions that we do, and they're sensitive, and they're wonderful. And I think our young people connect to those sensitivities very naturally, and being able to really tune in and see things through the horse's eyes, I think, helps us build that kind of empathy and that relationship and that that trust that's needed that maybe is missing from a lot of these young people's lives with people. They find horses very non-judgmental, very honest. They can't be thinking one thing and doing another. They just are. And through that, they build that trust. And then once that person has that confidence and those skills, they then start to rebuild that with people. It does transition. But they're wonderful, natural creatures.
Yeah. I like the non-judgmental. I think humans can learn a lot, can't they?
We can learn so
horses.
Much.
Yeah.
More than from us.
and Hannah, is it a being around the animal, just simply, I don't know, you know, mucking out the stables and just being with them? Or is it about riding? What is the difference?
We don't actually do any riding.
You don't ride?
No, we did initially, but as we've grown to being a full-time service, I'm really busy with a waiting list. It's not fair on the horses. We're not a riding stable.
Okay.
It's about, like Kirsty said, it's about building relationships with the horses. And we felt that actually by just coming along and riding them, that was taking that away about building that relationship. Also, we work with quite a few rescue horses that can't be ridden. And a lot of the young people we work with are coming from cared for backgrounds. So we work with social services, fostering agencies, young people who've been adopted, young people who've got adverse childhood experiences, and they can really empathise with and connect with those horses that have been rescued that have also had difficult backgrounds. Mm-hmm. So it's really, the thrust of the work is about relationship, building those powerful, trusting relationships where young people can then start to build relationships with people and then start to heal and move on to have more positive lives.
Based on that, Hannah, I know probably very difficult to narrow it down, especially in the time that, you know, you've been running Serona. But is there one success story that sticks in your mind that you think back and go, do you know what? I'm so glad I did this because of the result you had.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many.
I can imagine.
But one does stick out in my mind. It was a lad who was really struggling, adopted, the adoption was breaking down, and he came to us initially for some therapeutic sessions, found it really hard to engage, was really disengaged, found it really hard to talk to the therapist, would have his hoodie up, wouldn't make eye contact, said he didn't want to be here, was forced to come. Anyway, long story short, he went through all of our programs, the therapeutic program, then moved on to our level one horse care course, which is an accredited course that we run in. We used to run it through Duchy College. We now run it through OCN London. And he went on and stayed in touch. Now he's in his 20s. He went on and got a job at a local racing stables, apprenticeship first and then a local racing stable. So, you know, and still in touch. And it's just those stories. And we've got so many of those, Matt. But that was one from the early one, because he was with us when we started in 2012.
Amazing.
At Seal Hill.
And still in touch, which, you know, must be amazing for you. You've got an open day coming up, haven't you, Kirsty? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, it's actually next weekend.
Okay.
The 21st.
Here's your moment then. Here's the platform. Here's the stage. Off you go.
So, yeah, it's on Saturday the 21st from 11 till 3. And you're welcome to just come along. We've got cakes and stalls and animals and some demos going on, just of the sort of work that we do. And it's just an invitation, really, because we're a closed yard a lot of the time because of the nature of work that we do.
Yeah.
So it's just a really nice chance to invite people along and see the peaceful setting that we're in and just find out more about what we're about.
Sounds gorgeous. Kirsty, Hannah, it's great to meet you from Serona. And where can we find more information about the open day next weekend, by the way?
That's on our website, Matt, and on our Facebook page.
Super.
So the website is www.seronaequine.org.uk.
That's great.